It is in the third perek of the Megillah, the perek in which the action begins of Mordechai's refusal to bow down to Haman and everything that happens afterwards of Haman's plans, but it's in the third perek that we get the origin of the name of this Yontif. It is called Purim because Haman throws a lottery. He pil purhu hagarol. He casts a lottery to see when the Jews should be destroyed. Rabbi Chaim Friedlander in Sif Sei Chaim asks two questions. Number one, why is this the name of the Yontif? How does this express anything unique and significant to the Yontif itself? Wasn't this a minor detail in all of the greater sequence of events? This is the one chosen. If I were to ask you to vote on the name of Purim by one of the major actions in the Megillah, maybe we would not have chosen the word Pur. And second of all, what does it mean Purim, lots, that is as in plural? So explains Rabbi Chaim Friedlander, and a beautiful idea which is very relevant to the understanding of what happens throughout the Megillah. There are two ways to understand a lottery. One is at the vantage point of Emuna, that it is all in the Yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see this example in the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim, the lottery which goat would go to the Azazel, which goat would go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was a lottery, but it was by fate, it was by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The division of Eretz Yisrael was done by a goral, was done by a lottery. On the other hand, one could look at a lottery as a non-believer would. Forget Emuna. It's completely chance. It's all chance. I'll just let it. I can't make a decision, so I will let luck, so to speak. I'll let chance make the decision for me. Amalek is defined by this notion of whatever it is. It's all chance. Asher karcha baderech. It's all, there's no connection between anything. Everything in the world is just however it happens to be. When every other nation in the world saw the sequence of events, HaKadosh Baruch Hu beat up the Mitzrayim and do all of these things, and they stood back, Amalek said, there's no connection. There's no one. One doesn't mean anything else. Rather, Asher Karcha Baderech, it's all just happens. And this is Haman throughout the Megillah. Throughout the Megillah, Haman's attitude, he wants to hang Mordechai, and all of a sudden he doesn't realize that's the same gallows that they're going to hang his children. He can't fall asleep, Achashverosh can't fall asleep. All of a sudden they begin to read about Mordechai, and Haman sees all of this, and he is not swayed at all. When he goes back and he tells his wife, after a very bad sequence of events, when he thought he was on cloud nine, and then he has to go lead Mordechai around the town, he tells his wife, Ace Asher Korau, Kara. No, it's all happenstance. It's not related. It's a chain of unrelated incidents. That's how Haman looked at the story. That's how Amalek understands history and understands how everything plays out. The person, the denier, tries to straddle the fence from both sides, says Rabbi Chaim Friedlander. He'll try to use chance for his own gain, that if it works out, look at what I did. And if it doesn't work out, it's something, what can I do? It's just I have bad luck. This was Haman's fortune. Haman looked at a goral as to say, I will try to bring God to my side. I will try to, so to speak, manipulate everything to that it comes, all the heavenly powers, to my own desires. This is why he throws a goral. He's going to show that it's all chance. I'll do it all. It doesn't make a difference whenever I decide to kill them. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that and completely flips it on his head. He used chance, Haman, and Hashem took it. And everything that was chance, Haman advises Achashverosh, kill Vashti. That puts Esther in place. He says, we should, how to honor somebody? Do that all for Mordechai. Whatever Haman tried to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it the other way around. This is why it's called Purim. It's called Purim, says Rav Chaim Friedlander. The drawing of the lot is two lots. There was one, the drawing of Haman's lot. He tried to make it completely chance. He tried to control the heavens even. But it turned into our lot. It turned into our fortune. Hashem manipulated all to bring to fruition all of those decrees. And this is how the Purim story plays out throughout every one of these prakim. What we see in the Megillah is what Haman didn't want to see. What Amalek doesn't want to see. They don't want to see connection between events. It's all chance. We understand that obviously it is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this might help us also understand why Hashem's name is not in the Megillah. Because Hashem's name is everywhere in the Megillah. Because when we understand that things happen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't have to be outwardly. It can even be as we piece everything together, we understand Hashem's role.